بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready for another amazing bedtime story? That's great, mashallah. Because tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called The Women of Ansar. The Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it was not all revealed at one time. The first revelation happened in the cave of Hira. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting alone. Suddenly, the angel Jibrail alayhi salam appeared before him. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recite, and taught him the very first verses from the Quran. The revelations of the Quran continued till the Prophet's death. Some revelations took place when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Mecca, and some took place after he had to migrate to Medina. The Muslims of Medina were called the Ansar, or the Helpers. The people of Medina accepted Islam and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come and live with them. The Muslims who came from Mecca were called the Muhajirun, or the emigrants. The helpers and the emigrants lived together in Medina. They were like brothers. The Ansar men obeyed every command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tried to please Allah in everything, and the Ansar women were as obedient and as pious. One day it happened that the following verse of the Quran addressed to the women was revealed. The Quran ayat, they should draw their veils over themselves. Surah Al-Nur. The men of the Ansar heard the verse of the Quran. They immediately returned to their homes. They told their mothers, the wives and sisters, Allah sent a command for you, cover yourselves with veils. Allah sent a command for you, cover yourselves with veils. The women of the Ansar stopped whatever they were doing. They got up. One untied her waist belt, another took a sheet. They made veils out of them. Veils and scarves out of them and put them on. The next day in the morning, when they said their prayers behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them had scarves on their heads. Indeed, said Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were no women better than the women of the Ansar. They honored the book of Allah, and they had full faith in all it said. Subhanallah. Look how much they loved to follow all the commandments and orders of Allah. Mashallah. What an amazing story from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba would immediately follow commands of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The men and women all follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet was most beloved to them. Our Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most kind and honest. He was most generous and truthful. He was most patient and modest. So alhamdulillah, that's all for today. This will be our last week before Ramadan. So inshallah, again, we will be back on Thursday for over 9s and 10s. And back on Friday, last day, on Friday inshallah, on 7:30. Inshallah, we hope to see you then. But before we go, the importance of Sunnah. I love my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you really love Allah Most High, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to obey him and follow his beautiful examples, acting upon his sunnah. Importance of sending durood. He who sends salutations, durood, upon me once, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah Most High sends blessings upon him 10 times. 10 of his sins are erased, and he is raised 10 ranks in status. We should all recite frequently, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Say that after me, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever we hear the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we should all say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The number of times we send blessings upon Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will help determine the level of love we have for him, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, that's all for today and tonight. Before we go, a few things we must do every night. When we go to sleep, inshallah, we do 2 things every night. What are the 2 things we must do every night? Do you remember? Yes, and very good, mashallah. Yes, we thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. After 3, 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Allah. And our beautiful language of Arabic, we say Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. When we go to sleep, we pray the dua. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. That was very good, mashallah. Remember to pray the kalima with your mommy and daddy and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to, inshallah, finish off tonight. And remember, as I said, this is the last week before we break up for Ramadan. So on Thursday at 9 o'clock, inshallah, and then again Friday 7:30, inshallah, for under 9s, under 10s. I really hope you enjoy this bedtime story, inshallah. So until then, assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.